Good morning. Nice to see you. And I would like to present this work for these authors. It's some part of some big project who funded from Croatian Ministry of Agriculture. Just a shorty, you know that grafting well-known methods for a long time and to mitigate some pest soil disease problems to cold temperature and better uptake of water and nutrients. But how rootstock influence on aerial pest population, it's pretty new topic and we would like to research that. We use cultivar bell, tomato cultivar bell, and grafted with splice grafting methods according to Lee et al. Experiment was established in unheated greenhouse in first decade of April with seedlings developed 4 to 5 leaves, planting in rockwool slabs and fertigate with different nutrient solution or with different in first year with different concentration and the second year with different rate between nitrate and ammonium ion. Population of Bemisia tabaci we multiplied in a small tunnel from our collection. It's biotype Q and we multiply from other plants. We use cotton, multiply on peppermint plants and apply in greenhouse when our treatment start to influence on plants in greenhouse. So in first year we use three concentration of nitrogen, the 75, 140 and 205 milligram per liter of nitrogen. The 205 is control. And we use cyan bell on own root or grafted on rootstock Arnold and compared yield and population of aerial pest. We looked one more aerial pest is Tuta absoluta, but for Tuta absoluta we just take spontaneous infestation of last month of experiment. So for yield components, the rootstock we don't find the effect of rootstock on the yield components, but nitrogen has strong influence, especially the 75 milligrams for early yield. But in the total yield, the concentration of 120 milligrams of nitrogen has 20% more higher yield than other concentration. Number of fruit was higher on concentration of 75 milligrams. It's normal. And in total yield, plant who treated with 140 has had 13% higher yield. And in for fruit weight, in total yield, the less fruit weight was on the plant who treated with 75 milligrams of nitrogen. Population of Bemisia tabaci of nymphas was influenced on both on rootstock and on nitrogen. So the less population of nymphas was on rootstock Arnold in bow dates. So it was. So 41st and 68 days after infestation. And the nitrogen tooth with decreasing the nitrogen, the concentration, the population of Nymphas of Bemisia tabaci. For Bemisia tabaci morphology, we measured the surface area and the length and weight of male and female pupas. And we find that decreasing the nitrogen level, that decreasing the all parameters of female and male Bemisia tabaci pupas. But grafting, we don't find the influence of grafting just from female pupa length. And for number of mines of tuta absoluta, two influence of grafting and nitrogen concentration, so the less pupas, less mines we find on 75 milligrams of nitrogen. In second season, we use concentration with total amount of nitrogen is 140, because in the first experiment we find that the yield is no significant differences between standard and 30% less of nitrogen. And we use three different forms of ratio of nitrate and ammonium ion. So we use 8%, it's standard, and 15% and 30% of ammonium ion. And for rootstock, or we crop the sown bell on own roots, and cell grafting, it's positive control, and then we use two rootstock, it's Arnold and Heman. And again, we don't find significant difference of influence of rootstock on yield, but in early yield you can see that the plant who grow on rootstock, Arnold and Hemant, had 21% and 40% higher yield than control and positive control, and plants who grow with 30% of ammonium ion have 30% of higher yield. Fruit number was higher. Okay, it's not significant difference in early yield, but plants who grow on 50% and 30% of ammonium ion had 14% and 30% higher, more fruits per plant, and plants who grafted had 21% and 38% percent more fruits per plant. In total yield, plants who grow on 30% of ammonium ion had significant higher yield than plants who grow on 50%. And fruit size, we find difference in total yield when it's normal. Plants who grow on standard ratio of nitrogen has significant bigger fruit than the plant who grow on 30% of ammonium ion. This is very interesting for adults population of Bemisia tabaci. We measure that 10, 14, and 80 days after infestation of Bemisia tabaci. And you can see that the significant lower population we find on grafted plants than on non-grafted plants. For nymphas, rootstock has strong influence in both dates. It's 38 and 71 days after infestation, and nitrogen to high concentration of ammonium of 30% is significant less and nymphas per square centimeter. For morphology, we find that the male and female pupas was smaller on nitrogen ratio of 15% of ammonium ion, but it was bigger on the rootstock Heman for both and for male rootstock Arnold. And number of means of tuta absoluta was smaller or less than on grafted plants, then non-grafted and self-grafted plants, and on plants who grow on 8 and 30% of ammonium ion. In conclusion, in 2012, we can conclude that applying of 140 milligrams of nitrogen concentration provides tomato yield value which is not significant different compared to yield gained on plants fertigated with standard nutrient solution. Bemisia tabaci nymphas population was lower at 140 milligrams compared to the standard nutrient solution, and Bemisia tabaci and Tuta absoluta population density was lower on tomato grafted on rootstock argon. In 2013, grafted and the nitrogen form did not influence significantly on tomato yield, early and total yield. Bemisia tabaci nymphas population was the lowest on plants supplied with 30% of ammonium ion in nutrient solution, and grafted plants, rootstock, argon, and hymen were less infested with Bemisia tabaci and Tuta absoluta compared with not grafted or self-grafted plants. And thank you for your attention.